各位弟兄姐妹以及来宾平安。
Good morning, brothers and sisters, as well as friends.
我们等一下要来看圣经，路加福音第十五章的十一到三十二节。
Today we will be studying from the book of Luke, chapter 15, verse 11 through verse 24.
这是耶稣所讲的比喻，告诉我们，我们人如何蒙恩得救。
This is a parable by Jesus telling us how it is that a man can be saved.
一方面提醒我们这些信徒，我们以前如何蒙恩，一方面也鼓励我们在座的福音朋友，你快快的做个决定，可以接受耶稣做你的救主。
On one hand, it reminds believers how it is that we have received this great salvation. On the other hand, it is reminding friends that are among us that we would desire that you believe in him soon.
我们现在先送，用中文，我们从十一节念到二十四节，念完以后我们请Phyllis, 用英文再读一次。
We will first be reading verse 11 through verse 24 in Luke chapter 15 in Mandarin first and then in English.
如果你旁边的人找不到圣经，请你帮助他一下，能够找到路加福音第十五章的十一到二十四节，找到了我们一同来念。来，耶稣又说，一个人有两个儿子，小儿子对父亲说，父亲，请你把我应得的家业分给我。他父亲就把产业分给他们。过了不多几日，小儿子就把他一切所有的都收拾起来，往远方去了，在那里任意晃荡，浪费资财，既耗尽了一切所有的，越遇着那地方大遭饥荒，又穷苦起来。于是去投靠那地方的一个人，那人打发他到田里去放猪，他恨不得拿猪所吃的豆荚充饥，也没有人给他。他醒悟过来，就说，我父亲有多少的雇工，口粮有余，我倒在这里饿死吗？我要起来到我父亲那里去，向他说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。于是起来往他父亲那里去，乡里还远，他父亲看见了，就动了慈心，跑去抱着他的颈项，连连与他亲嘴。儿子说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子。父亲却吩咐仆人说，把那上好的袍子快拿出来给他穿，把戒指戴在他指头上，把鞋穿在他脚上，把那肥牛犊牵来了宰了，我们可以吃喝快乐，因为我这个儿子是死而复活，失而又得的，他们就快乐起来。好，就停了。
I will be reading Luke chapter 15, verse 11 through verse 24. And he said, there was a man who had two sons, and the younger of them said to his father, Father, give me the share of property that is coming to me. And he divided his property between them. Not many days later, the younger son gathered all he had and took a journey into a far country. And there he squandered his property in reckless living. And when he had spent everything, a severe famine arose in the country, and he began to be in need. So he went and hired himself out to one of the citizens of that country, who sent him into the fields to feed pigs. And he was longing to be fed with the pods that the pigs ate, and no one gave him anything. But when he came to himself, he said, How many of my father's hired servants have more than enough bread? But I perish here with hunger. I will arise, go to my father, and I will say to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants. And he arose and came to his father. And while he was still a long way off, his father saw him and felt compassion, and ran, embraced him, and kissed him. And the son said to him, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you. I am no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servant, Bring quickly the best robe and put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring the fattened calf and kill it. And let us eat and celebrate. For this my son was dead and he is alive again. He was lost and is found. And they began to celebrate.
首先我们来看一下这个小儿子他提出的向爸爸提出什么要求。
Let's look at this passage and see what is it that the younger son asked of his father.
所有圣经上那个主人翁和主角一出来讲的第一句话都是非常要紧的。
Usually within scripture, when the first statement that comes out of every paragraph is usually the most important statement.
这第一句话就代表那一个人是怎么样的光景。
Because in this statement, in this sentence, it tells how this person is, what state he is in.
我们看这个小儿子他讲什么话。
So let's look at what this young man said.
他说请你把我应得的家业分给我。
He said, give me the share of the property that is coming to me.
请问这个儿子这么讲话、对父亲礼不礼貌。
Is this a respectful way for a young son, for a son to talk to a father?
礼不礼貌吗？
Is it polite?
他没有说啊，起来说啊，爸爸早，你好啊，啊，新年好，啊，恭喜发财，红包拿来。
He doesn't start off the morning by saying, "Good morning, Father. Happy New Year's. I hope you have a prosperous New Year." And then now give me my part.
啊，他这样的话表示说，爸爸要不要给他红包啊？是爸爸有主权。
If there's a statement like that, what he's saying is that the father has the authority to decide, the sovereignty to decide whether or not this child should be partake in any part of his inheritance.
但是是这个儿子怎么讲？说我应得的，我应得的。
But how did this young man refer to the inheritance? He referred to the property that is coming to him.
我们就想一想，他说他应得的，是不是真的是应得的呢？
Is it this property really truly coming to him?
第二个，他提出来这个要求的时间对不对？
And was this the best time to bring out this request?
因为在过年的时候，我们说红包拿来，这是对的时间，对不对？
In Chinese culture, is it the right time to ask for that red envelope for New Year's?
但是对一个东方人、犹太人的风俗也很像我们、中国人、哦、他在爸爸还没有死的时候就要求要分家产。这个表示这个时机不对。
But in the Jewish culture, as well as it is in the Eastern culture, it is not proper to ask for inheritance while the father is still alive.
因为大部分都是当爸爸快要死的时候才、分家产。
Usually, it is not until the father is on the deathbed do they approach and talk about the splitting of the inheritance.
所以这个小孩子显然是希望爸爸早点死。
So maybe in a sense, this young man is hoping that his father will die soon.
我们今天看到很多的实际的例子，是吧？尤其我上次看的报纸，他说他的妈妈老不死，所以他就干脆先把他打死，然后再把家产抢过来。
And we see some examples like that in this world today. I read a newspaper article a while ago where a young man, because his mother hadn't died yet, so he beat his mother to death and took over the inheritance.
所以你看，圣经常常用儿子跟父亲的关系来说明人跟上帝的关系。
In the scripture, it is often used the relationship between a son and a father to indicate the relationship that we have with our heavenly Father or with God.
这个浪子，这个小儿子怎么对待父亲的态度，就好像我们以前还没有信耶稣的时候对待神的态度一样。
The way this younger son treated his father is very similar to how we used to treat God.
我们想想，这个小儿子的生命哪里来呢？是当然是父母生他的，来自他的爸爸妈妈。
Who gave this young man life? It was his parents.
他的位分，他的身份哪里来了？因为他生在这个员外的家里，你们刚好有读过后面的，他就是个少爷，是不是？
And we know that his position in society came because of who his father was.
所以他生活中的一些资源、成长、成家立业的这些、资源都来自父亲。
All the resources that he had access to in his life came from his father.
所以你看，他都来自父亲，但是他没有一个感恩的心，他看见说，这都是我应该的，我应该的，我应该的。
So even though all things came from his father, he did not have a heart of thanksgiving. And what the way he portrayed it was that he said, the property that's coming to me.
所以我们看到今天很多的中国的小孩子，因为一胎制的关系，我们的小孩子也是活在这种自我的中心里面。
And it is unfortunate today where there's only a single child and that single child might live in a society, in an environment where which he thinks that all things are his.
所以有人讲说中国的小孩子是七小，七个，一二三四五六七，七个小，是第一个是小皇帝啊，第二个小是小霸王啊，第三个小是啊小懒虫啊，第四个是小馋猫啊，第五个小是小磨蹭啊，然后你们可以把它加上好多的小小小小小小什么。
There's in a way, the way they refer to some of the single child in the Chinese culture, they use this word that there's seven little things to describe that what they are. And here are five of them. He is a young ruler, a small ruler. He is a small monarch or a king that is without reason. He is somebody that is weak, like a weak cat. He is a crippled. He is a crippled cat, actually. and then a cat that just wants... Oh, 馋猫. Oh, just wants to eat. Yeah. A cat that's just hungry and always wanting to eat. And the last one was...
磨蹭。我反正自己磨磨蹭蹭的。我不晓得北方人讲磨磨蹭蹭是什么意思啊。
They are slow in their actions. And so you can add your own descriptions to those that seem to be spoiled children.
所以你看浪子的第一个特质啊，就是我们还不认识神罪人的时候，是以自我为中心的。
And the biggest thing that we can see is that when this prodigal son, before he came to know who his father was, who God was, he is a self-centered person.
所以圣经讲说罪就是一个自我为中心，说我什么都是我。
So oftentimes, what sin really is that our life is evolved around ourselves.
你看我们的生命，我们的才干、能力、恩典都来自神。但是我们不认识神的时候，都是这是我的，这是我的才干，这是我的我自己做成的。
Oftentimes, we think about our positions, our resources, our talents. All of these are because of me. That's before we came to know God.
所以圣经常常用我们看得见的这些人间的关系来比喻属灵的我们跟上帝的关系。
So oftentimes Jesus used the parables to bring things that we are familiar with to allow us to see the spiritual truth.
然后我们再来看一下，这个小孩子他把父亲分给他的家产拿来做什么用？
And second thing we can look at is what did this young man do with the inheritance that he was given?
你看十五章的第十三节，一个自我中心的人有两个字啊，来形容他任意放荡。
And there is two words that describes a person that lives a self-centered life, and he lives a life that is reckless living.
但很不幸的啊，他很快的就把一些的财产都花光了。
And because of his reckless living, very soon he squandered.Squandered all that he had.
又不幸的又遭了一个意外，那个地方又有饥荒，他就又穷又苦。
So unfortunately, the place that he was also suffered a severe famine, and so therefore the place became extremely destitute.
耶稣这里就提醒我们，我们人跟钱财的态度的一个，就代表我们人生的一个价值观。
And here Jesus uses this parable to kind of explain to us what is the value or how do we value life?
如果你要真的要看一个人他的人生价值观是什么，他这个人是什么样的人，你看他用钱的态度就会知道大致差不了多少。
If you want to determine or trying to guess how a person's value is stated within his life is by the way they spend their money.
圣经上讲到财产啊，人跟钱财的态度讲得非常非常的多。
In Scripture, there are many, many cases. There are many, many teachings about the attitude toward money.
第一个当然讲到这个小儿子任意挥霍财产。
And here we know that this young son squandered his property.
我们也可以看到今天很多的富二代他们怎么用钱的方式。
At the same time, we can see second generation people of wealth, how they use their money.
圣经也提到一个无知的财主啊，他怎么对钱财的态度。
And also within scripture, there's that the ignorant landowner and how his attitude is toward money.
他就一直把钱财积攒、积攒、积攒放在一起。
He continues to accumulate his wealth.
那个传道书里面又提到有人怎么用钱财，他一直积财积财，但也不用，也不去用它。
In the book of Ecclesiastes, it talks about how a person value toward of his attitude toward money, he accumulates as much money and he never spends it.
因为他也不晓得，因为圣经讲说，将来就给一个根本不认识他的人把他花光了。
And so what is going to happen? It's going to pass on as inheritance to somebody that doesn't even know the person.
所以你看，人对钱财的态度不是挥霍，就是积攒，就是追逐啊。
So man's attitude toward money is either to squander it, is to accumulate it, or to chase after it.
所以说，有些人讲说啊，一切向前看，那就是对金钱的一个态度。
So in Chinese, there's a saying that in all things, they look toward the front, but that's a play on words, looking toward not the future, but toward money.
事实上，有时候也用钱财来衡量一个人的价值。
And in this world, they tend to value a person by what they have accumulated.
我们看什么东西都看这个人，哎，他的住什么房子，开什么车子，穿什么衣服，带什么东西。
We determine a person's value or worth by the house that they live in, the cars that they drive, and the clothes that they wear.
我们选择对象的时候也是这样。
And in the same way, when we look for a spouse or a partner, that's the same thing that we look for.
对不对？这以前十几年前就开始流行，就是说要五子登科啊，看这个孩子选对象的时候，看这个男孩子他有没有有没有帽子啊，有没有车子。有没有房子啊？有没有位置
？And maybe a few decades ago, there was a saying in terms of Chinese saying in which when they're looking for a spouse, there are five things that they looked for: whether or not they had the degrees, whether or not they had a house, whether or not they had a car, whether or not they had the position in life.
但是我们却不注重这个人是不是一个人格高尚的人。
But seldom do they question how the person's morality is, what kind of personality he has.
另外，圣经提到一个态度，就是像提摩太前书第六章六节和十七章十九节，就是说钱财是中性的，神赐给我们的恩典。我们做管家，我们要把这些今世的钱财按着神的心意管，让它转成有永恒的价值。
In 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 6, 17 through 19, Paul reminds us that in reality, money in itself is a neutral term. It is how we treat money that should determine how we live our lives. So what we need to do is to transform the money that we see in this world into eternal treasures.
那我们看这个人，他对钱财他就是这样，当然他最后就一定落了个穷途末路的下场。
And because of this young man's attitude toward money, his consequence or the result was he had nowhere to go.
所以他就去田里放猪，而且他没有东西吃。
So what he did was he was hired as a person that was in the fields to feed pigs, and he had no food to eat.
犹太人最恨的、最认为最下贱的工作就是放猪。
The most despicable career that you can have or job that you can have as a Jew is to feed pigs.Pigs.
所以你看，今天犹太人他们都不吃猪肉，都吃他认为猪是肮脏的，所以是吃牛肉。
Because they think pigs are unclean, so therefore they do not eat pork, but rather only beef.
这个人如果不是真的是走投无路，他不会去放猪，而且你看他恨不得猪吃的东西他都想去吃它。
No, we know that he is at his ends because not only did he.Take on this despicable profession in terms of feeding pigs, but he longed to eat what the pigs ate.
我们前面看到了说呢，因为他遇到了意外，所以穷苦起来。
And earlier on, we said that it was because there was a severe famine in the country, so therefore he had no place to go.
今天很多人不穷，但是心里却是苦的。
Today, even though a person might not be poor, but they in their hearts they are bitter.
说不定在家里有人生病有小孩子不听话等等，还有婚姻不幸福等等各式各样的人生的问题。他虽然拥有了一切的物质，但是他心里是苦的。
So sometimes, even though a person might be of wealth or might have a lot of earthly possessions, but however, in their hearts, there is a sense of despair because they might feel they might be ill, or somebody in their or they have a not good relationship with their children, nor a good marital relationship.
所以十五章的十四节讲说，那个地方有饥荒，所以有时候我们人生本来是好好的，碰到一个灾难，哎，就穷或是苦起来了。
So in verse 14, it says that a severe famine arose in that country. Oftentimes in our lives, there's also situations in which we run into that are difficult.
我以前我们教会一个姐妹哈，她有一个朋友，她爸爸是非常有名的台湾非常有名的大医生，所以给她非常非常非常多的钱。
There was a sister at my old church, and he had a friend who was a daughter of a very, very famous physician. So she was given a lot of earthly possessions.
很不幸的，她先生就跟她离婚了。她后来她就这个女士就搬到洛杉矶来的，住一个非常非常大的房子啊，里面有游泳池，有运动场，还有很多的名车等等。
And then, unfortunately, she was divorced from her husband. And so she moved into the LA area where she lived in this grand house where there was workout rooms as well as a pool and many very luxurious cars.
她每天最不喜欢的就是回家。
And what she disliked the most was going home.
因为她回到家的时候看到这么多东西，儿女都成家了，就只有她一个人，她觉得非常的苦。
She didn't like going home because her children are old, have grown older and have moved out of the house, and she comes home and she feels very bitter.
但是因为她不知道要依靠谁啊，虽然她说她跟我那个我们教会的姐妹讲说，我每天哦这个唯一能够做的事情就是天天打高尔夫球，那打完高尔夫球就是回家，就是我最痛苦的时候。
And she didn't, her bitterness came from because she did not know who she could rely on.She shared with the sister at our church was that though the only thing I don't know what to do, so every day I would just go play golf, and when I hated finishing because I would have to go home.
这里耶稣是提到说，我们人生可能都会遭遇意外，有些人可能穷，有些人苦，有些人，但是这个时候人生中的依靠，碰到问题的时候，你要依靠谁呢
？Jesus here reminds us that.Every one of us could experience different situations. We could be poor, or we might encounter difficult situations. So, at that point, who do we truly rely on?
我想能够依靠的是不是靠自己，就靠别人，就靠钱财。最后一个，有些人就想到说，哎，如果这些都不可靠的话，最后还有神可靠。
Oftentimes, we think that we can rely on ourselves. If not, we can rely on our friends or people around us, or we can rely on the things that we have.And some might even come to the conclusion that they need to rely on God.
我们要找一个人生的依靠的时候，要想到四个条件。
When we are thinking about who we need to rely upon, we need to think of four conditions that they can meet.
就这个人他到底有没有信用
？First thing is whether or not this person is trustworthy.
有些人说没有关系啊，一切都靠我啊。
Some people might say, "Trust me, just follow me."
对，到后来说对不起，我要。我自己也无能为力，对不起。
But sometimes when you approach that person says, "I'm not capable. I can't do it. I can't help you anymore."
所以说第一个看他可靠不可靠，第二个是他承诺的内容。
The first thing is whether or not he's trustworthy. The second thing is what is it that he is promising?
有时候我们买了保险，发生问题去找他的时候，哎，他说我不跟不对不起，我不能赔你。
Sometimes we might buy insurance, and then when we have a claim and we go to the insurance company, the insurance company says, I will not pay for this because...
对不起，有很小很小的字，请问你为什么没有念呢？
Because there are fine prints on there.
它里面说什么情况，对不起，我不赔偿，什么情况我不能赔偿。
Because usually in the fine prints it says, under what circumstances will this insurance not be valid?
就是说，他说好，我要赔偿，但是对不起，我现在公司也破产了，我不能没有办法赔你。
So even though they might be willing to pay for it, but if they do not have the ability, which is the third thing, they need to have the ability to take care of it.
很多年轻人啊，在恋爱的时候啊， 常常给对方很多的承诺，沙明还是啊，海口孤，石口烂，我对你的感情永远不转移。
When young people are dating, they often promise the moon, and they tell them how much they love them and how they will always love them.
但是到后来都没有办法实现。
But unfortunately, they might not be able to fulfill their promise.
就是有些人给你承诺，然后有能力实现，但是你总不能依靠他一辈子啊。
Some might be able to fulfill their promise. Some may have the ability to fulfill the promise. But the fact is there anybody that you can rely on for forever?
就是美国很多的大公司啊，他们想永续经营，就是世世代代经营。但是很多百年的公司纷纷的倒闭。
Oftentimes in America, when corporations try to establish their corporate culture in which they can continue on continuously. However, there are a lot of companies, many hundred-year-old companies, that are falling by the wayside.
所以我们要依靠的话，人生真正的依靠不是靠人，不是靠己，不是靠钱财，而是依靠那永远存在永生的神。
So when men run into situations, we don't need to rely on ourselves. We shouldn't be relying on ourselves, nor relying on others. Nor should we be relying on material, on wealth, but rather we need to rely on God.
那这个年轻人，他到那个境况的时候，他突然醒悟过来了。
And this young man, when he came into this situation, he suddenly came to a realization.
他醒悟的第一步是什么呢？
What was the first step that he took after the realization?
他说：“你看，我以前是这样，我现在是这样。”
And he did a comparison. Says, "I used to be like this. Now I am like this."
很多人呢的醒悟都是这样子。
And this is how we came to our realization.
所以醒悟过来的人有三种人。
There are three types of people that come to this self-realization.
第一个是后知后觉的。
Those are there's the first group is those that come to the realization later, but they still come to the realization.
第二个是那个什么解的，先知先解的是最好的，对不对啊？还有有些人是一知半解的。
And there are some that they might know, but they might not know, so they never truly come to that realization. And of course, we know that the best type of people are those that, without encountering, they come to the realization of what they need.
所以这个年轻人他是后知后觉，但是还不迟。
This young man, though he realized the truth at a later time in his life, it was still not too late.
圣经也是告诉我们了，我们信耶稣的人也是这样啊。耶稣说，那些还没有看到我就相信的只听了神的道这些信徒传的道就相信的人真的是有福气了。
And that is why Scripture tells us that the ones that have not seen but yet believe, those are the ones that are blessed.
有些人说非要通过他的理性，通过任何，最后他才要相信的。
But there are also believers that need to believe and to solve all their intellectual questions before they can believe.
有些人是不知不觉的，他就一直到老的时候，到死的时候，他都不肯相信。
But then there are also groups of people in this world that will come even to their deathbed not realizing who God is.
所以一个人醒悟过来的时候，乃是他的人生观、价值观、眼光也会改变。
It is at that point of realization where a man's value in life changes.
一个自我中心的人，他不会去想一想、看一看，说：“哎，人家说有神，那我应该去看一看，为什么那么多人就相信有神，都信他？我应该要客观一点去探讨探讨。”
A self-centered person will be less inclined to listen to those that are around them and try to realize why are there so many people believing in God.
一个人真的醒悟过来的时候，他看他自己，看他跟人的关系，看他跟上帝的关系，也会改变。
When a person comes to the realization that they need God, they will also recognize that there needs to be changes of his self-understanding, of his relationship with those that are around him, and his relationship with God.
我们看十五章第十八节。
Let's look at verse 18 in Luke chapter 15.
他是要跟爸爸说，父亲，我得罪了你，也得罪了天，就是那个在天上的神。
And here the young man said, Father, I have sinned against you and against heaven.
你看，他以前说，爸爸，我该得的给我了。
Before he would say, Father, give to me what belongs, what is becoming to me.
他都不会觉得这样对爸爸是个冒犯。
He doesn't think that this is disrespectful to his father.
所以说一个人醒悟过来的人哦，他看他跟父亲的关系就不一样了。
And so when the person comes to that realization or comes to himself, he will realize that the relationship between him and those that are around him is going to be different.
他知道他是那些以前他所得的都不是他所应得的。
He realizes that what he used to possess was not something that he deserved.
你看，一个人真的醒悟过来说，他开始会看到圣经上所说的罪的观念。
And when a person comes to that realization of who he himself is, he will realize that he himself is a sinner.
以前我还没有信耶稣的时候，常常基督徒跟他讲说你是罪人啊，要悔改。我们听的是最生气的。
Before I became a Christian, I despised those that came to me and said that called me a sinner.
他说：“你看，我也不偷人，不是没有杀人放火，也没有犯国家法律，我什么是罪人啊？”
He says, "I don't murder, I don't kill, I don't steal, I don't rob."I don't break any of the laws of the nation, of the land, so why, how could I be a sinner?
甚至有时候啊，还会跟那个基督徒辩了老半天，又骂他们，然后后来就说，如果真的有神，上帝显现出来，即刻把我打死，我就信了。
And sometimes I'll argue in such a heated argument, and I will say that if there truly is a God, then God himself should appear before me, strike me dead, and I will believe.
他不知道罪啊，乃是什么？是那个圣经讲的罪就是不中地射箭的时候没有射到红心的意思。
The original term for the word sin means missing the goal or missing the mark.
上帝造我们的时候把他的灵给我们啊，因为人是万物之灵，所以神给我们人一个啊他的美好的本性，我们要活出神的那个荣耀出来。
When God created man, He breathed His life into us so that we will have spirit, have this spirit, and this spirit is to live out what God is like.
所以罪就是说没有活出上帝要求我们活出来的那个美善的标准。
So what sin is not being able to live to the standard in which God created us for.
当然得罪了神的律法，换神的律法也是罪，没有知道神不去荣耀他也是罪。
Of course, we know that breaking the laws, the commandments of God is a sin, as well as not fulfilling what God's plan for us is a sin.
袁志明他曾经讲过，他说我们东方人最缺乏的就是一个忏悔的观念。忏悔。
There's a Chinese author that says, a Christian that wrote that the biggest problem with Chinese believers is not understanding the concept of repentance.
因为我们自我中心的人，你看。看到一个人他花钱很大方的时候，我们就说他是浪费，在我们就是大方，在他看别人就是浪费。
Because oftentimes as a self-centered person, we will have different standards for different ways how people spend money. For example, a person that is maybe quote-unquote squandering his money, we will call him squandering, but if we were doing the same thing, we would just say that we ourselves are generous.
我们对钱财用得很谨慎的时候，对我说我是节省很好，那个人是吝啬。
If we're very careful with our money, we might think that we are very thrifty, very frugal, but other people might think that we are cheap.
圣经讲到罪哈，是我们一生下来这个罪性啊，又有罪念，后来又表现出来就是罪行。
And the Bible tells us the concept of sin is that we have this original sin that is because of our desires, and when it comes to fruition, it becomes an act of sin.
你有没有看到他这里讲说，父亲，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
And so here the young man says, Father, I have sinned against heaven and before you.
不但认识的罪是什么，而且这顺序还非常的要紧。
Not only did he recognize that he himself sinned,But he also recognized who he sinned against in terms of the priorities or how he sinned against them.
圣经告诉我们，我们冒犯一个人啊，欺负一个人啊，欺压一个人的时候，不是只是欺压他，等于欺压造他这个人的上帝。
Scripture tells us, teaches us that when we oppress somebody or mistreat a person, not only are we oppressing him or mistreating him, but we are also oppressing and mistreating the creator of him.
哦，这个观念特别的要紧。
This is a very important concept.
你看看美国不是很多公司那个老板呢性骚扰他的下属吗？
Oftentimes we read in newspaper, we see that there's sexual harassments within companies.
他说没有关系，我得罪你，你只不过是我主人，只不过是我的下属，只不过是个工具而已。我得罪你又怎么样？了不起吗？没有什么了不起。
And oftentimes their arguments might be, you are just a subordinate of me, so what's the big deal if I did something wrong to you?
所以你看这个观念特别要紧啊。得罪人哦，在圣经看来，你就是得罪造这个人的上帝。
So this is a very important concept. When we mistreat people, we are actually mistreating the creator of that person.
这是真正人权的基础。
And this is the basis of human rights.
因为圣经告诉我们，神造我们人，我们每一个人都是他造的，都是他所爱的，每一个人在他的眼光中都是宝贵的。
Scripture tells us that we were all created by God, and in his eyes, we are all valuable.
所以你看，这个浪子他讲说，父亲，我得罪了上帝，又得罪了你。
So that is why this prodigal son states that not only have I have sinned against you, against heaven and against you, my father.
一个醒悟过来的人，他是第一个有了罪的观念。
A person that comes to this realization realizes the concept of sin.
第二个观念就是有了不配的观念。
The second concept that he comes to is his unworthiness.
你看第十九节说，从今以后我不配称为你的儿子，把我当作一个雇工吧。
And so in verse 19 he says, I am no longer worthy to be called your son. Treat me as one of your hired servants.
我们常常有时候夫妻吵架的时候都指的都是你的错，都是你的错。
Oftentimes when husbands and wife argues, they always say, point fingers and say, it's always you're the reason why we're having this argument.
他没有想到说一个石头指对方的时候有三个指头指的对。对着自己。
Oftentimes they forget that when you point a finger toward other people, only one finger is pointed toward them, but the other three is pointed back at yourself.
因为我们常常看到对方的眼睛里面有一根刺，但是没有看到自己眼睛里面有一个大梁木。
Oftentimes we forget that we see the little speck in people's eyes, but we forget that within ourselves that we have this big piece of wood in our eyes.
所以有一个西洋的俗话就是说，如果有人哦做对不起你的事，他第一次是他的错，他又连续做你对两次做两次的话，第二次就做了两次以后，你就要想说，哎，这是我的错了。
So oftentimes, there's a saying that, if they mistreat me first time, it's shame on them. If I get mistreated the second time, it's shame on myself.
为什么这个人老是跟我做过不去？那我一定是什么样子？可能不是很好相处的人，我可能对他态度也是不好，我就会开始幻想自己。
And so this reminds us that if somebody is always mistreating me or treating me this way, I need to re-examine myself and see if there's something wrong with myself.
如果我们圣经讲到说爱要常以为亏欠不配那一个先生他讲说哎呀事实上不是我们夫妻常常吵架不是他不好实际上是我不配做他的先生我爱他不够。
They said that the secret to love is to have a realization that oftentimes it is because I myself has not fulfilled the need.
所以你看，一个不配的观念是多么的宝贵。
So this sense of unworthiness is a very important attitude.
所以说，你看那个得罪的性骚扰的那个主管，他应该想说，我这样做，我根本不配做他的主管。
So the boss that says that is doing the sexual harassment needs to come to a realization that what I did was wrong. I'm unworthy to be his boss or her boss.
所以你看，那个真的有个忏悔的观念，又觉得是不配的时候，那正是配的。
Only when we have a sense of repentance, only when we have a sense of unworthiness, then we are worthy.
我们看到这个浪子，他有这样的转变，他看人、看自己跟看神的关系有转变的时候啊，他就回家去了。
And when this young man, when this prodigal son came to true realization of who he is himself, his relationship with his father, as well as his relationship with God, he decided to head home.
二十节讲到说他爸爸看远远看到他就动了慈心跑过去抱着他的颈项连连的与他亲嘴。
In verse 20 of Luke chapter 15, it describes that when his father saw him, he felt compassion. The father felt compassion. His father ran to him, embraced him, and kissed him.
为什么他爸爸远远看到他就跑过去，就看着就知道是他儿子呢？
Why is it that the father, while the young man was still a long way off, saw him and ran to him and recognized him?
你想一想，一个小孩子去放猪啊，他的头发会好好整理吗？他会像出门的时候，回来的时候像出门的穿的那么好的衣服吗？
If we think about this, the appearance of this prodigal son when he left the house and when he's returning after being in a country out.An outside country where he was feeding pigs, would he have the same appearance?
他出门的时候瘦得像我这么胖，回来的时候就瘦得像竹竿一样啊，也有可能啊。
Maybe when he left home, he was a little heavy set, and when he returned, he was skinny. And
你看，相离还远，他爸爸就看见了，哎呦，这是我儿子，这是我儿子。
But even though far away, the father recognized him and said, "That is my son. That is my son."
我在想啊，圣经里面没有写啊。我在想，这个父亲可能是这样的。
And this is my understanding, and the Bible doesn't say it, but this is what my thought is.
因为他们是住在乡村嘛，所以他爸爸每天在那边看到一个不是村里面的人啊，村里面的人长的样子啊，走路的姿态他都知道。看到一个不是的，他就马上就跑过去。
And I'm thinking that this father, because they live in a village, they live in the countryside, so he recognizes all those that belong into that village, or the neighbors around there. So whenever he sees an outsider, he runs toward that person.
然后卡罗琳看啊，不是我儿子。
And then he runs toward him and realizes that that is not my son.
然后第二天又跑，哎呀，又不是我儿子。
A second time, another stranger walks into this village. He runs toward and then realizes that this is not.
那终于有一天他跑过去看，哎呀，真是我儿子。
But then one day he approached the stranger and he realized this is my son.
太好了，你这个逆子终于回来了，好好的扇你一巴掌。
You're such a disgraceful son. I'm going to punish you.
Yeah, 我就知道你有今天，我就知道你有今天。
I knew. I told you so.
是不是这样呢？
Is this what the father's attitude was?
你看圣经讲说他就动了慈心。
His father, the Bible, Jesus' parable says that he felt compassion.
跑过去抱着他的景象，连连与他亲嘴。
He ran, embraced him, and kissed him.
有一个牧师就讲在这里说，爱里面哦，他闻不到臭。
And a minister used this passage and says that in love there is no foul smell.
你看那妈妈在换小孩子的尿布的时候。旁边人觉得说啊，好臭，好臭，他也不会觉得臭，是不是啊？他有爱去换他尿布。
And it's like a young mother that is changing his children's diaper. Though the people around think that it really smells, but the mother, because of her love, doesn't sense that.
你看这个儿子养猪啊，然后衣服这么破，这么臭，一定是很臭，还身体也没有洗澡，还连连亲他的嘴。
And this young man, because he was feeding pigs.Probably hasn't washed up for a long time. He probably smells really bad, but yet the father embraced him and kissed him.
我们可以看到他父亲用行动表示他的爱。
We can see that the father expressed his love through his actions.
但是我们想一想，圣经说他动了慈心，是不是他爸爸一直跑跑跑跑，也本来很生气的，跑到了看到他儿子的时候啊，就动了慈心，是不是这样呢？
And here the Bible says his father saw him and felt compassion. Was it that his father was running toward him, was very, very angry, but as he got approached his son, he felt this need to embrace his son.
因为他看到这么破、这么臭、这么瘦、这么病、这么可怜的孩子，他就动了慈心，是不是这样呢？
Or is it because he saw the son who has lost a lot of weight, who is now smelly, doesn't look good? I mean, is that why he had compassion on him?
他儿子怎么讲呢？
What was the son's response?
哦，这句话我们刚刚就听到过了，是不是？
And this is something that seems to be a repeat of previously.
这里就是二十一节代表人的求告，还有二十节是上帝的回应。
In verse 20 is the response from God. Verse 21 it talks about man's plea.
因为他在前一节啊就已经心里这么讲了。
Because in verse 19, it already talks about, or prior to this, verse 18 and verse 19, the young son has already had this thought.
因为神是无所不知 无所不在的。当我们人有这样的心的时候啊，上帝都看见了。
Because God is everywhere and God knows our hearts. So as soon as we have this desire, He knows.
二十节，事实上神本来就是一个慈爱的人，他有一个慈爱的本性，所以他看到这种情况的时候，他的慈心自然就出来了。
God is loving, God is compassionate, so when he sees the situation, it comes very naturally for him to feel compassion.
他不是说原来是很生气的，后来就哦看到是太可怜才动慈心，不，他因为本来就是慈爱的啊，所以他自然而然就动慈心了。
The God, this father was with love and with compassion, so it's not that his attitude changed as he saw the way his son became, but rather it is how he is.
为什么我这么讲呢？
Why is it that I make this statement?
你有没有看那个看见？看见这两个字很重要。
And because here it says, the father saw him. The word is saw.
我如果是一个有嫉妒心的人，我一看见他，啊，就讨厌。
If I have a heart, the heart of Jesus, when I see him, see that person, I will have that heart of compassion.
我心里有一个恨的人，对某人有成见，我一看见他，啊，就讨厌，就生气。
If my heart has, if I despise a person or detest a person, the minute I see him, my heart is filled with anger.
有些人讲说，只要他来教会，我就不来。
Some people might say, if he comes to church, I will not be here.
啊，我一看见他是生气，再看更伤心。
I see that person and I get angry and I continue to see him, then I get really depressed.
再看就恨不得跟他把命拼。
And if I see him again, I want to get in a fight with him.
你看他父亲看见的动了慈心，因为神的本性还有他就本来就是慈爱的。
And because we know one of God's attributes is love.
也是公义的。
But at the same time, he is also righteous and just.
因为这个儿子认罪说，我得罪了天，又得罪了你。
Because this young man said that I have sinned against the heaven and sinned against you, the Father.
所以就耶稣用这个比喻，就是看到说神的本性跟人的求告。
And here we see God's attribute as well as man's plea.
所以不管我们是怎么样的光景的人。只要我们真的是愿意向神悔改，上帝都愿意接纳。
So the reality is this: regardless of how we used to be, if we are willing to repent before God, God will accept us.
有人就讲说：“你看那个恶人呢、啊，他到临什么都不信啊，什么善事都不做，到临死的时候才说要信耶稣啊，就得救了。我是比他好太多了，我就是不信就没有得救。那、啊、他神太不公平了，太不公平了。”
Oftentimes sometimes we hear people complain that, look at this person, all he's done in his life is done evil. But yet, at his deathbed, before he died, he confessed that he believed in Jesus. But look at me, even though I don't believe in Jesus, but look at the life I live. God is so unfair.
事实上啊，神不是不公平。
It is not that God is unjust.
你看，圣经讲说，世人都犯了罪，亏缺了神的荣耀。
In the Bible, it says that all have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God.
世界上的人，每一个人。
It says that all, and that includes every man that is in this world.
就是说，神造我们的时候是完全的，他把他的本性给我们的是我们是有荣耀的。但是人犯了罪以后啊，就活不出神要我们活的荣耀出来。
When God created man, man was created perfectly. However, because of sin, we were not unable to live out this glorious life of God.
所以按照神的标准来看，我可能是60分，他是50分，他是20分，他是80分。
So maybe from God's standpoint, we might be 60%. I might be barely passing at 60%. That person's failing at 50%. But then there are people at 80%.
但是神是圣洁的，是完全的。所以说没有什么60分、50分、80分，不是100分就是0分。
But to God,Because God is perfect, God is holy, in God's standard, it is either you're 100% which you pass, or you fail.
圣经讲说，因为罪是从亚当入了这个世界，然后我们是亚当的子孙死就临到了我们，所以我们一出生就在罪里面出生的。
And that's why the Bible reminds us that it is through one man sin has entered this world, and because we are the descendants of Adam, so therefore we will all experience death.
所以你看，圣经讲的观点哦，它就是 告诉我们说，每一个人都需要神的恩典。
And that is why the scripture reminds us that every one of us requires the grace that comes from God.
我们孔子常常讲说，我们人之初性本善，但是荀子说不，我们人之初性本恶。
There's a Confucius said that when man was born, his basic attribute is to do good. But then there's another Chinese philosopher that says no. When man was born, they were born to do evil.
我们中国的这两个哲学家都说多了一半。
And the reality is these two Chinese philosophers are probably half right.
神造我们的时候是善的，但是可惜罪进来以后，我们就被污染了，所以善恶就混在一起了。
When God created us, we were perfect. We were to do good. However, once sin entered our lives, what was right is now wrong. What is wrong is now right.
所以每一个人曾经都是浪子，没有得救，包括我们得救的基督徒。
So every one of us used to be a prodigal son.
因为我们都是像羊一样啊，圣经讲我们以自我为中心的。
We are like that sheep that is self-centered.
为什么人会走迷呢
？Why is it that men will get lost?
因为圣经告诉我们，一开始我们就一个罪的本性。
Because Bible tells us that we are with that sin.
还有内心里面很多的败坏，还有外面很多的引诱等等。
And then the second thing is that there is a lot of corruption within our hearts, as well as the temptation that comes from around us.
所以一个人会败坏。
And that is why a man becomes corrupted.
但是这个罪带来的结果是什么呢
？What is the consequence of sin?
一个说。体贴肉体就是死、啊、我们不但人会死，而且什么跟上帝的关系是死的。
If we fulfill the desires of our flesh, then the end result is death.
从内心出来的都是污秽的，就让人际关系就死亡了。
What comes of our heart is corrupt, and therefore the relationship that we have with people are also corrupt.
而且我们的私欲会让我们越来越远离神，没有办法悔改、啊不想悔改，或是拒绝悔改，有一天就不但肉体死，而且受到神的审判。
And so, therefore, our sinful desires will one day cause us to actually live out the sin, and one day we will experience the judgment of God.
如果是神的眼光来看我们，放大镜放了一看，我们每一个人的心都是黑的。
If God looked at our heart, He will realize that our hearts are all dark and all are black.
里面有孔雀就代表骄傲虚荣，有猪是肮脏淫乱。
And if we have the peacock that represents pride and self satisfaction, and if there's a pig in our, it means that we are dirty.
还有老虎，还有蛇，还有野狼等等。
And then we will have maybe characteristics such as a tiger, such as a snake, or as a wolf.
所以说，圣经告诉我们应该离开自己的道路，归向神。
And that is why the scripture continues to remind us we need to veer off our own path, but return onto the path of God.
所以，一个自我中心的人，他不会走在神的路上。
A person that is self-centered will not walk on the path of God.
是吧？当我们走歪的时候，我们要悔改归正。
When we veer off God's path, then we need to repent and return back to His path.
所以归正的时候就认罪，就像个浪子一样醒悟过来，说我要回家。
And what does it mean to return? It means that we require to repent, and we need to be like that prodigal son, recognizing what we have sinned, who we have sinned against, and return home.
Yeah, 回转归正，要走到神的道路上面。
So we need to return back to the correct path, which is the path of God.
我们最后来看这个浪子回来之后的情形。
And finally, let's look at what.What happened after this prodigal son returned home?
这是非常有名的那个荷兰的画家叫林布兰所画的画《浪子回家》。
Yeah, this is a famous painting called The Return of the Prodigal.
他父亲，我们刚刚不是说他在远远跑过去抱着他吗？那路上走的话，他父亲跟他走，回到家门口，圣经没有记载。
It doesn't talk about the father after embracing and kissing the son on their way, the process in which they walked back to their house, what occurred in between.
但是回到家的时候，他父亲就吩咐仆人说，把那上好了袍子快拿出来给他穿上，把戒指戴在他的指头上，把鞋穿在他的脚上。
But upon returning home, he said to his servants, bring the best robe, put it on him, put a ring on him, and put shoes on him.
管理这三个东西哦， 在当时候的人有特别的意义。
These things, the robe, the ring, and the shoes has this different meaning during those times.
上好的袍子。
The best robe.
那时候很多人都有衣服。
At that time, all had clothes.
但是这个好的质料的那个衣服非常的贵。
But the best robe is extremely expensive.
而且它每一个衣服都有不同颜色，有不同的代表。
And for the clothes, for the robe or clothes, every color has a different meaning.
我们中国历史上记载说，晋文公喜欢穿紫色的衣服，所以紫布马上就高涨起来了。
It talks about this ancient emperor in China. He likes purple, so anything that was purple became extremely expensive.
Vicky 穿的衣服就是中国皇帝的那个皇家的特征啊。
And what Vicky has on her is the color that the emperors wear.
所以你看。他这个上好了袍子哦，他不但是代表只是材料很贵而已，就代表一个身份。
The best robe doesn't just represent the best material, but it also represents his position.
戒指在当时候是一个叫做印章，做印章的。
The ring represents a certain designation.
他们签文章啊，不签那个合约做买卖的时候啊，就是要把它合约书封起来，封蜡，然后用戒指。盖个章。
When a contract is made and they need to put it together and to finalize this contract, they would use their ring as a seal to stamp on.
就代表一个信用，一个权柄。
And it means that it is something that is trustworthy, and it means that it is with authority.
鞋子一般来讲呢，是仆人是不穿鞋的。
In those days, a servant would not have shoes.
只有主人才穿鞋子。
Only the heads of the household would have shoes.
我们刚刚不是讲说罪让他失去了什么 dignity?
Earlier on, we said that sin caused this prodigal son to lose his identity.
Integrity 就是他的自我人格自尊都失去了。
He lost his identity, his integrity, and his dignity.
像现在，爸爸回到了说，他通通就得回来的。
But when he returned back home, his father gave this all back to him.
我们还没有认识神的时候，在神的眼光也像浪子一样。
Before we came back to God, before we became believers, we were like that prodigal son.
我们现在上帝看我们是义人，因为耶稣基督代替我们的罪在十字架上承担了我们罪的刑罚。
We are viewed as righteous before God because our Lord Jesus Christ has taken up the sin, the punishment of sin.
所以我们身份改变了。
So our position, we have a positional change.
从罪人成为义人。
We went from a sinner to a righteous man.
成为一个抵挡神的人，成为跟神和好的人。
One that was an enemy of God, now we are one that is considered a friend of God.
从一个要灭亡的人成为得救的人。
One that was bound for destruction, now has eternal life.
本来是跟上帝无份无关的，现在成为神的儿女。
One that had no relationship with God, now we can call God Father.
约翰福音第一章十二节讲到说，我们成为神的儿女，我们接受耶稣基督的人，就是信他的名的人，他就赐给我们权柄做神的儿女。
And first, John chapter
1:12.
John chapter 1:12, it says that before we became,
就是还信。凡相信耶稣就是接受他名的人。
Those that are believers of Christ are those that accept the Son and our position has changed.
他就是给我们权柄做上帝的儿女。
He has given us the right to be the Son of God.
你看一个人成为神的儿女是何等的宝贵，我们神赐给我们权柄，属灵的权柄，让我们成为他的儿女。
God has given us this right to be called the Son of God.
从今以后我们可以向神祷告，我们一切的需要上帝供应。倚靠神，我们一切的重担可以交托给神。
And from now on, we can lay all our burdens before God. We can put our desires, our needs before God and pray to Him.
昨天我们在查经的时候有一个弟兄就有一个姐妹的先生就问我说：“哎，我们成为神的儿女的话，有什么好处啦？是不是将来在天上我们在天上的话，就是因为启示录一直讲说在那边唱。”哈利路亚，哈利路亚，就是只是这样一直在唱，赞美神，这样一直唱，唱到永永远远，不是很 无趣吗？很 boring 啊，就是很无聊、很单调吗？
Yesterday, there was a person that asked me a question. Was what is the benefit of being called a son of God? I mean, in the book of Revelation, it talks about eternally that we will be singing hallelujah, praising our Lord. But if we sing it for eternal, wouldn't that be boring?
事实上啊，你看以弗所书告诉我们，神现在所要赐给我们的只是一个 token。因为圣经告诉我们，神赐给我们是好的无比，我们生眼睛也没有看过，我们生耳朵没有听过，我们人的心从来没有想过那么好。但是我们现在信耶稣，神给我们的那么好那么好，只是什么那么好那么好当中的一个小小的 token。 token 就是一个什么，就是一个小钱啊。
In the book of Ephesians, it reminds us that the blessings that we receive from God is a mere token of what, or mere representation of what is to come in the future. What we experience, what we see, what we understand will be even greater than what we have.
对不对？你看，有些人就说，哎呀，还没有来教会以前呢，我都要做假人，因为中国很多东西什么都是假的，然后跟人交往都是要假，都是。
Some people say that before they come to church, that they live a life of lie.
但是现在我可以真的做我自己啊。
But now I can be myself.
不管我是怎么样的人啊，神都愿意接纳，弟兄姐妹也愿意接纳啊。那我以前我还没有信耶稣的时候，我跟我太太恋爱了很久啊，七年才结婚啊。但是我们结婚以后没有办法真的相爱，真的一直到信了耶稣，我们才真正的能够彼此相爱。
Before my wife and I got married, we actually dated for 7 years.And though it was extremely fun dating, however, we were not able to love each other until we came to love God.
所以这里提到说，我们一个人醒悟过来，要悔改，还要归正，最后才会恢复神所要给我们的那个荣耀的位分。
So here it reminds us that a man needs to come to that realization of their position before God. They need to repent before God. Then they can restore that relationship with God.
最后，你看。这个是林布兰画的另外一幅的那个浪子的回来。
And this is another painting by Rembrandt, Return of the Prodigal.
中间有个戴黑帽子，就是他哥哥在那边生气。
In the middle, there the one in the black with the black hat is his older brother, and he's not very happy.
今天如果你回家再练后段的经文的话，也很精彩。
So if you have a chance when you return home, you can continue the study of Luke chapter 15.
这个爸爸他看到儿子回来了，不但接纳了他，而且就宰牛吃喝快乐来庆祝。
So when this father came, when the son came back, not only did the father give all these possessions to him, he was extremely happy and killed a calf to celebrate.
为什么庆祝呢？
Why is it that they were celebrating?
24节他就讲原因。
Because in verse 24 is the reason.
他说这个儿子本来我看来是死的他虽然是肉体活的，但是跟我关系是死掉了，他本来是死的，现在活了，本来是丢掉了，现在又回来了。
And he says, because that the son of mine once was dead, but now is alive again. He once was lost, but now is found.
也是一样啊，因为以前我是很不好的人，那上帝拯救了我们的婚姻，也让我们同时信了耶稣。
I used to be really bad myself.But it was God, once I found God, God saved us, and God saved this marriage, saved our marriage.
所以以前我太太看我好像什么，我是丈夫。她说一丈之内是你的先生，一丈之外就人不晓得跑到哪里去做什么事，也管不着了，也控制不了了。丈夫，一丈之内才是我的夫。
In Chinese, another play on the word.Is that if you're within a yard, then you are the husband. If you're outside that yard, you don't belong to her anymore.
所以在以前关系是死的，信了耶稣就复活了因为上帝改变我们以前是丢掉了一丈之外就丢掉了但是现在不管去哪里，他知道神会看顾保守。
And before relationship wise, our relationship with God was that we were dead.Before him, but now we are alive and we are found because of him.
So, you see, 一个罪人悔改啊，天上的天使还有上帝都要这么欢喜快乐。他说，这个人是死又复活，失而又得。
And that is why, when one man repents, the angels in heaven rejoices, just as it says that this person that once was dead is alive and once was lost is found.
我们一同祷告。
Let's pray together.
主，我们感谢赞美你。
Lord, we praise you.
我们曾经都像浪子一样。
We used to all be prodigals.
我们都活在一个自我中心里面。
We lived in a life of self-centeredness.
我们也不自觉，我们是一个需要神怜悯的浪子。
We don't recognize that we are people that requires the mercy of God.
但是感谢赞美主。
But Lord, we praise you.
你没有放弃我们。
That you did not forsake us.
就像这个父亲天天祈求让那孩子回转一样。
And just as his father prayed daily that his child would return.
我们感谢主主耶稣基督在天上为我们代求。
And we thank you, Lord, for our Lord Jesus praying for us.
圣灵也感动带领我们回转。
And that the Spirit has also moved us to return back to you.
所以我们醒悟过来。
So we come to that realization.
所以我们按着我们的本相来到你面前的时候，你就接纳了我们。
So we come as we are, and you accept us.
感谢赞美主。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
我们多么盼望今天在座的所有的福音的朋友都能够接受耶稣做他们的救主。
And Lord, we do indeed desire that all among us that do not yet know you will accept you as their Lord and Savior.
也能够成为神家里面的人。
That they will become part of your kingdom.
不但是这样
，Not only such，
我们也可以成为你恩典的管道，让我们的亲友也都能蒙恩得救。
That we will be a conduit for you, that those that are around us, our friends and our families, will come to know you.
感谢赞美你
，Lord, I thank you and praise you.
使用我们的一生
，Please use our lives，
让我们成为你恩典的出口
，So that we will be a mouth for your mercies.
听我们的祷告，是奉耶稣基督的圣名。
Lord, we thank you and pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.